to the Michael Smirkanish Program.
Refreshingly independent politics.
Exclusively on SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you.
Now, here's Michael Smirkanish.
Hey, our friend Rich Tao from Engageus is back in Axios in a story that we posted at Smirkanish.com today under a headline that I would not have written. The headline says this: focus groups, North Carolina swing voters, quote, concerned by Biden's age. Rich will be here momentarily. I'm sure he's going to say that, yes, that was one of his findings, that North Carolina swing voters, meaning they voted for Donald Trump, then they voted for Joe Biden. Now they're worried about his age. I'm sure all of that is true, but I thought more stunning was what the story said further along. Let me read. President Biden's age is a real problem for some North Carolina swing voters who backed him in 2020, and there's next to nothing he can do to assuage those concerns, according to the latest Engageus Sago focus groups. These voters who backed Biden in 2020 after supporting former President Trump in 2016 said they felt concerned, exhausted, and without confidence whenever they watched Biden trip over his words or a sandbag. And then here's the part that I thought was even more stunning. But although they're hyper-focused on his older age, 9 of the 11 focus group participants, 9 of the 11, said they'd vote for the 80-year-old Biden in a rematch against Trump, who turned 77 on Wednesday. This is Rich Tao. Hey, Rich, that to me was the bigger finding that, yeah, they're worried, but not enough to take them away from voting for him in support of Trump. They're going to stick with Biden.
That's exactly right, Michael. And the fact of the matter is, the only person that Biden can beat is Trump. Because when I asked an alternate question, which is, imagine it's Biden against what I described as a generic, non-controversial, middle-aged, white male Republican governor with mainstream conservative views, 8 of those 11 would take that Republican over Biden.
Wow. So it's only Trump that they won't vote for. Give me somebody other than Biden and I'm taking it, as long as his name is not Donald Trump or her name.
That's exactly right.
You say that they don't believe what they hear from the doctors. They believe what they see with their own eyes.
It is stunning. So I basically went through this whole exercise where I asked them straight up, imagine Republican doctors named by Trump were the ones who put Biden through the paces. They made sure that he had to be tested for all physical ailments, all mental ailments, anything that could be wrong. And going through that exercise, the doctors come out and they say, he's fine. Maybe he has some arthritis, but basically otherwise he's okay. And they said, that doesn't matter to us. We see him on TV. He's stumbling, both in terms of how he talks and how he walks. And that's what worries us. So that in their minds, what they see is what matters, as opposed to what the doctors tell them.
I was surprised that you were quoted in Axios as saying the following: when it comes to President Biden's age, swing voters view him with a mix of concern, that I get, and contempt. Contempt is a strong word.
Well, they are contemptuous because basically their feeling is that he shouldn't be in office to begin with because he's so old and he shouldn't be running for another term. Hmm. There's real frustration with him being that old. In fact, I repeated an exercise with them this month that I had done, I think the last time I spoke to you, which is I asked them, what is the ideal age for someone to be president when they're elected? And the average age works out to be somewhere in the early to mid-50s. Then I ask, what's the oldest acceptable age? And they tell me basically the oldest acceptable age is usually around their mid-60s. So here you have a guy who would be leaving office at age 86, a generation older than the most acceptable age. And by the way, I asked about Trump's age, and they told me,
yeah, because he just turned 77.
Yes, and they're worried about that also. Basically, they feel it's not just about the age and whether they can do the job at the given age. It's also being out of touch with them because they're so much older than the people they're representing. They're like, they're not with it in terms of what's happening in the culture, that they're just sort of behind. The wisdom that comes with age is not really seen as a huge plus. People rarely bring it up. They bring up the downsides. They don't bring up the upsides.
This is Rich Tao from Engages. The investigation, the focus group, more aptly described, was written up in Axios. That Axios reporting is posted at Smirconish.com. Rich, this was North Carolina swing voters. You recently spent time with Georgia swing voters, and I think two findings are related. What you've just said about President Biden's age and what you found among Georgia swing voters on the subject of whether Joe Biden should debate Democratic primary opponents. Can you explain that?
Oh, I asked about that again this month as well. And the issue is, so there is not a lot of familiarity with Robert Kennedy Jr. Most of these people don't know that he's running against Biden, but, big but, when I mention that he is running, and I ask, should Biden debate? The response is almost universally yes. They want to hear from other people and other voices in the Democratic Party, and they want Biden to demonstrate that he has the ability to show his capability of being president on a debate stage for 90 minutes.
So in other words, they want to see him, like, to put it in football language, they want to see some touches. You know, they want to see a little preseason here and make sure that they've got what it takes when that real season begins.
Yeah, they want Biden to keep proving the fact that proving his claim that he's able to do the job for another term. And so it is remarkable. I have people say, well, I have one person say, well, I think JFK Jr. is running against him. Like, they don't even which Kennedy. Yeah, I think someone who's been dead since the late 90s is they're not together with in terms of who's running, which Kennedy it is, if they've even heard of it. So there's a lot of confusion about that in this crowd. But even then, it's like just fill in random Democrat that they want to see Biden put through the paces.
Final big picture question, because I've kind of been leading you about North Carolina and Georgia. Just sit back for a moment. This is what you do. You spend a lot of time with swing voters all across the country. What's the big picture thought that you have as of mid-June in terms of where we are?
Where we're going, if it ends up being Trump versus Biden, these folks so desperately do not want Donald Trump back that they would vote for, you know, a pillow or a sock over him. I mean, they are absolutely, they are so fed up with him and so tired of him and so angry at him. They are just done. So Biden is an alternative, so they would take it. To quote my college astronomy professor, relative to the amoeba, the paramecium is a genius.
Okay, I have no idea what that means, but it sounds to me like they'll take anyone over Biden except Trump.
Yeah, so relative to a one-celled organism, they'll take a two-celled organism.
Rich, thank you for that. I really appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.